What is laser and drill and why is it needed during surgery? We need to remove the hard part of the disc in patients who have a disc herniation for a length of time, and we need to remove a lot of hypertrophy tissue which may be present at the tip of the facet in the foramen, and we may also have to remove the bone itself to make way for going in the canal in patients with severe stenosis, or we may need to remove the bone which is formed and called as osteophytes. These hard tissues cannot be removed by our instruments alone, because remember that our instrument is 7 millimeter in outer diameter. It has a working channel. My Gore system has a scope which has a working channel of 3.625 millimeters. Our instruments are commonly 3 or 3.5 millimeters, and you can imagine they are very delicate and very expensive instruments. So, if we are tackling a stone or a bone, which is a very hard tissue, we cannot really tackle that tissue by using a very delicate piece of instrument. Therefore, we need a drill to shave off the grown portion of the bone or the hardened tissue from the disc. We also use laser because laser is a very, very precise instrument of use for surgeon. Laser basically is a form of energy which generates heat where the laser is pointed. Laser is invisible. What we see is called as a guide light, which is commonly a helium neodymium, that is HeNe light. And the laser, as you know, is very, very precise. All of us have seen laser pointers which even at a distance of 100 feet still remain a point. They do not spread, they remain a point. So this precision is useful in our surgery. Lasers essentially are used in patients where the space to work is very, very small, and the laser which we use is a side firing holmium YAG laser. This laser has a penetration of only 0.4 millimeters on the surface. So theoretically, if you want to remove a hard tissue more superficially, especially when you are working very, very close to the nerve, then laser is absolutely dramatically effective. If you have some space to work and can use the mechanical means, then the drill is better. In case of laser, physics, as we know, is when we heat a solid, it becomes liquid. When a liquid is heated, it becomes steam. And when we heat the steam, it becomes plasma. In case of laser, when we point the laser on a substance, a solid is directly converted to plasma and it evaporates and is ablated. So removal of hard tissue in a short time, in a precision way, without causing any other problem, is possible with laser. We can use laser underwater also, so it suits our requirement, and laser is inherently compatible with MRI. So in advanced setups where some surgeries are done inside the MRI machine, a laser is a very simple and compatible modality of energy which can be used for the surgery.